Hi
Guys,
welcome back. No, hi guys this week, not yes guys. Hi guys, oh. Welcome back. Reese is back, everybody, after a 1 week hiatus. This is episode 75 of the Once You're In, You're In podcast. 3/4 of a century.
And 74 for me, Finn. Like, come on.
Let's... Yeah, 74 for Reese, 75 for me. This would be number three for Josh, but didn't get the call up. He's in the Maldives, so we didn't call him this time. Before we start, well, me and Reese are going to catch up because we've not really spoken to each other for like a week and a bit, 2 weeks. I don't know. We've not trained together for a while, so we're going to catch up. But I'm going to quickly go on to the podcast because last time I checked, we were one rating off 200.
Oh,
so I'm going to check. I'm going to check now. We might not be now.
Yeah, we better be 200.
Mate, we're on 200, and it's 5-star.
Oh, sick!
It's so the average from 4.9. Someone whoever rated us on the 200th one took the average up. So yeah, thank you everybody. That's pretty mental, that 200. If you're listening to this and you haven't rated us on Spotify, please do give us a rating. We would really appreciate it. Please give us a good rating, not just a rating. Please give us a good rating. Because yeah, it does mean a lot. 200
what
people.
What is a good rating?
A good rating is five. It has to be five. If it's not five, don't rate it.
Do not rate it. We do not want our average coming down because that means we're one vote away from it coming lesser.
Yeah.
So
don't be that
please,
guy.
Like, yeah, no. Everybody vote like 1-star because if someone does one, we're screwed. We need like 10 to balance it out. So
honestly, mate, that's pretty mental. 200 people have rated it.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. So yeah, thank you everybody. Do appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah. So Finn, it's been literally like 12 days. 11. It's
when
been
did
a long
you go
time.
Away? What date did you go away?
I went away on the 20th, but then prior to that, I was ill. So I moved a few sessions around for the following week.
I didn't
week.
See you since the 17th.
Oh, mate, it's been a long time. It's probably been the longest amount of time.
Days. It's been absolutely lovely.
I bet. So how's your Christmas been, mate?
Yeah, Christmas was good. Didn't really do that much for it. Went to Shannon's family's for the morning and Christmas dinner. And then went to see my family at my sister's for the afternoon,
more
evening.
Christmas dinner?
Mate, on Christmas Day, I had my eggs for breakfast and I had a sludge as well because I knew that my protein wasn't going to be too high on Christmas Day. So I had eggs and sludge and then I had Christmas dinner and that was pretty much it. I had like two chocolates when me and Shannon drove from Shannon's to my family's. I was like, oh, there's some like celebration chocolates. I never have anything like that. So I was like, fuck it, let's go. Let's have two chocolates. And I spilled over. RFL phase straight after. Rapid fat loss on the way. I had the heating all the way up, wrapped myself in cling film. And luckily, I got in shape for the time I got to my sister's. But yeah, like the Christmas dinner fills me up a lot. Like, I'm not used to having a massive meal. So yeah. And the thing is, the Christmas dinner will have been like, it's never as high calorie as people make out. Like, well, mine isn't anyway.
No, mate, it's because people just have multiple plates and then they have loads of alcohol.
I don't know
they
how.
Sit around the TV.
The issue is
watching shit TV for the rest of the
day. I honestly
think
the main issue when it comes to calories at Christmas is alcohol more than anything. Like, people obviously will eat chocolates and things like that. Yeah, fair enough. But Christmas dinner itself, like, even if you have like loads of pigs in blankets and you have like a higher fat Christmas dinner, it's still not going to be like 5,000 calories. That's just not going to happen. It's like, it's meat, carbs, and like potatoes and veg and gravy.
Yeah.
Like, it's maximum going to be like, even if you have a fucking massive one, like 2,000 calories maximum, you're probably not eating that much for the rest of the day. Like, so
then we'll drink and just sit around the TV and their
I
steps
that
are
is...
1,000. That's literally the reason why. And then they'll be snacking throughout the day on just like chocolates and stuff like that.
I think what is good is that like we're not asked about drinking. Like, I'm literally, even if I wasn't into training.
It was my birthday. It was my birthday. Of course I had like 20 drinks.
Yeah, you got smashed. Mate, you went out. You had I hadn't even seen you since that Christmas evolution training thing.
Fucking hell, that feels ages ago. Yeah, a bit of a weird night, to be fair. Beth and Sanaya were like three drinks deep by the time we even got there.
All over Tom, I bet, weren't they? All over Tom, and you were getting jealous.
I was just sat there like, another year of just being a guy on the side who just says hi to everybody. I think they had a drink on the way there. They had a fair few, like not loads. It was a bit of a weird sort of like night because it's like the same conversation. Like, I like the people that went, but it's like, yo, bro, so when you're next on stage, oh yeah, you've made some really good progress. And it's like, not being horrible, but
there's
just
not anything else we can talk about.
Yeah, like Was there any football that was on today, but no
That's
one
what's
talks
cool when
football?
you meet somebody
No.
who's also into training, but they have other things that they can talk about. So, like
Yeah.
people that we often sort of vibe with, it's not because of how they train or what they talk about in regards to
If
training.
somebody comes up to me and was like, "Yo, bro, sick fucking set of deads the other day," I'd just be like, "Yeah, Sam." Like, if someone was to engage with me on something else, something slightly different than bodybuilding, I'm like, "Okay, I'll give you a bit more time." That's not to say that's not being disrespectful. It's more so we talk about training constantly. So when you go out and it's like, I'm a designated driver. I've literally got Beth and Sinai who are pretty loud constantly. I was slightly under the weather, and I said, I was like, "Right, girls, you can't be too
I
loud on
don't
the
know
way."
why you went.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't know why either. It was just turning up. Sinai asked for me to go, but it was all right. And then I was a little bit under the weather from that point. And I feel like everyone's been ill. Like, there's so much stuff going around. So yeah, I was away for my birthday. I was in Norfolk. Did you see Newark on the podcast last week with Josh? Because I had a
No.
client say, "Hey mate, hopefully you're having a good time in Newark." I think that's where Finn said you were away at the podcast. And I was like, Newark. I was like, I'm not going. I'm
I
not.
might have done, but I know that it's not, but I might have done. I don't know.
Well, either way, I was away for a
Anything that
week.
starts with N. You were in Nigeria, weren't
Yeah, somewhere
you?
around there.
Somewhere with an N.
Yeah, somewhere in the end. Norway, actually. That's what it was.
Netherlands. Yeah,
Yeah,
Netherlands.
I actually secured Cody Gakpo for Liverpool. That's what it was.
Did you?
But
Yeah.
no, other than that,
Bullied
away
him
for a
into
week.
it.
Believe it or not, mate, again, I didn't actually have a normal. We don't eat Christmas dinner. Like, Sanaya has our Christmas dinner. And she cooks that, but I have like a wrap. Me and my mum make like wraps, and literally I had like chicken burrito. Like, I like a burrito, so I had like two burritos. That was my Christmas dinner. So a bit boring, but I don't like Christmas. Like, if you were to give me the option of Christmas food, like dinner, Sunday dinner, whatever, I just don't like any of it, so I don't eat it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm not like I enjoyed mine, but I'm not like, oh, Christmas dinner is the best meal
I've
ever.
never
Like,
ate a pig in a fucking blanket in my entire
yeah,
life,
they are
and I
pretty
don't think I
intense.
will. I don't think I will.
I
I've
bet
had
if
maybe
I
my
the thing is
entire
like
life.
I introduce you to stuff and you've never not really liked something that I've introduced you to. Think about
No,
that
no, no. I
lime
usually tell you. I usually
drink,
tell you
mate.
it's
That
not, mate.
lime drink.
Wow, that life is it? It's sugar-free, isn't it?
Of course it is, mate.
Oh,
I'm
mate.
not a maniac.
Next year, I'm gonna be drinking that. I'm gonna be like
Absolutely
half my foot.
annihilating
Yeah.
quadruple
Oh.
strength lime.
Yeah.
What is it? Lime cordial from
Yeah.
Tesco.
Like 33% blood, 33% lime, 33% like Trent, something. That's probably what's going to be the plan of action for next
It is
year.
nice that lime.
Yeah, it's really, really good. But yeah, I'm pretty boring. So like a roast. I've had roast potatoes, but I'm trying to think of what else off the top of my head. Yorkshire puddings. I think I've had two in my entire life, and one was on Sunday.
Yorkshire puddings. Said that way
Yorkshire puddings.
as a
I think I've had two in
Yorkshire.
my entire life. So I'm a bit
Yorkshire's.
of a hater. I'm a bit of a hater. I clocked up because we were in Newark or Norfolk. I clocked up like 18,000 steps, like 3 days on the trot, which is fucking horrible. Like, really not enjoyable at this weight. So my feet were battered, my legs were battered, and if anything, I came back probably more tired because I still trained. Like, and it was also where I
Always
was
the
like going
same. Unless you have a holiday where you literally just chill, it's always the
nothing.
same.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a nice time away. Like, obviously from like a work standpoint, I pretty much did like just voice note check-ins. I still have my laptop with me, but it's Christmas. Like, there's not that many. Like, the last week probably for you has been the same. Like, it's literally like, right, get back to
Mate, to be
plan,
fair,
have a good
my
time, you
work's
know.
been normal because Christmas
Yeah.
Day was Sunday, and obviously
Yeah.
I don't put check-ins on a Sunday,
Yeah.
so I had people check in early. Obviously, quite a few people didn't check in, which was fine. I said to people who check in on Sunday for Monday, I was like, to check in early. Some of them did, some of them didn't. Some of them were like, oh, sorry, I can't get it to you this week. But it's like, it's fine, it's Christmas, don't worry.
You get
Some of
any
them are checking a bit
I
late.
woke up on Monday and I had like three messages from like midnight to like 1 a.m. saying like, "Hey mate, not gonna check in tomorrow. I'll catch you next week." And I found like it was literally like, I could guarantee they've been drinking and they've like, "Oh fuck, I've got to check in for
Yeah,
tomorrow."
but you
You looked
haven't
at the
got
time and
like
gone, "Nah."
it's one of those, isn't it? Like, there's a line. Like, people who like now, if people aren't checking in now, I'm like, come on. Like, I'll say
Yeah.
like fair enough. If your check-in day was Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and you didn't check in or you moved the day, I said to people like, that's fine. Like, I'm happy for you to do that. Same with like even like New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, because I know people have like obviously plans for New Year's and then people go out on like New Year's Eve and then New Year's Day, people often have like a family day because everyone's off work and stuff. So, but yeah, like a lot of people have been just sending like shorter check-ins and stuff. So, yeah, work's been good to be fair. What have you got to tell us about the holiday? Is there anything exciting? Did anything good happen?
Not really, mate. Like, it
Are you
was
going to
just a
tell us
nice.
about your birthday?
Yeah, my birthday. Not no longer a junior anymore. It was a good day. I woke up, opened some presents, did some work, went for a nice walk. I said to Finn before the podcast, I finally, at 24 years of age, have seen what my dad looks like, which is a pretty wild achievement. Not many people really know. We've mentioned before, like, you've joked about my dad being dead. So
anyone who's
heard about
that.
Finn joking, and
I would never joke about anything like that.
I don't know, mate. You definitely said a fair few things on the podcast.
I would never joke.
More so in person. Like, whenever I fail a set, you'd be like, fucking hell, your dad would be ashamed of me. That's the reason why I train. That's the reason why I train. But no, I've actually finally seen a photo, like, what he looks like, which is actually pretty weird, because to be 24 now, but 23, and never seen a photo of your dad. My dad died when I was 2. And my mum had, like, zero photos because of that time. Like, they're not that old, but they hadn't really. They're in the era where you don't really take loads of photos. So Sanaya had tracked down my grandma on that side of the family, stalked her for weeks, went round for a cup of tea, got some photos, and then brought them and wrapped them up for a present. So, yeah.
Did your mum know that she was doing that?
Well, weirdly enough, mate, she told me, like, I had 2 presents. So I had obviously the weekend away next week that we're going with, which will be quite good fun. And then she told me that, like, she was like, one you'll really like because it'll be good fun. And then one you might get upset, you'll probably cry. And I was like, I'm not going to cry. Like, I'm not, I'm,
Did you
I
cry?
Didn't cry. I opened them and I was just like, oh, that's like,
who the fuck's that? Why have you given me some photo of an old kid?
I guess before, so I already kind of prepared myself. And I was more like emotionally, not like overwhelmed, but I didn't really know how to think. Because I was like, I wasn't like happy, but I wasn't sad. It was like,
I don't think, like, obviously I can't relate to it, but I imagine if you knew him, like, let's say he died when you were 8 or something like that, and you didn't have any photos, but you kind of remembered him, like, or like 5, let's say, you remembered him a bit. Like, I think that would be more emotional, but because you have no
so I told my son, I gave given me this clue like maybe a couple weeks ago, and I told my mum, like, oh, she said I'm gonna fucking cry, but like, I doubt it. There's nothing you could give me that's gonna make me fucking burst into tears. Maybe Ronnie Coleman saying happy birthday, Reese.
I forgot to do that, sorry, mate.
Maybe
we
that,
need
that
to actually been... check that.
Yeah, no, we need to get it as the intro to the podcast.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
We started every podcast with like Ronnie Coleman talking. That'd be quite funny.
We do, but need to. I can't remember what website it was or app that he uses. Basically, for people who don't know on about, you know, like, I can't remember, is it called like Venmo or something? Like, I don't know, but you basically, like, the celebrities on there and you message them and ask them to tell you like happy birthday or send a certain message to your friend or whatever. And Ronnie Coleman posted his on Instagram and he was like, I'm doing an offer. So we were saying that we should get him to give the podcast an intro and we can have it as the intro every time. Like, say something about, Buddy Rose or something. So anyway, we're going to try and do that. Don't know how much it's going to cost us, but we're going to try and do that.
So yeah,
so business pretty much, expense.
Yeah, business expense. That's what we'll do. We'll go halves. But to be fair, mate, actually, no, percentage greater for you, because this is, I'm not even really a podcast host anymore. I'm more one less.
My podcast.
Bigger percentage for you. But no, like I said, I told my mum, and my mum texts Anaya saying, have you got photos of Reese's dad or something, or have you been speaking to Margaret, that's my grandma's name, and Sanaya was like, yeah, and so my mum guessed it. I didn't even, but I'm a bit simple in those situations. I don't really think, if someone says that to you, you'd be like, wait, what? So I didn't really put 2 and 2 together until like she showed me what she had wrapped it in, and I like gave it a bit of a squeeze, and I was like, well, it's a fucking photo book, like, this is a photo album. So yeah, that was that. And then other than that, it was just a nice time. I got Sanaya a few bits. It was quite enjoyable. Like, I find the older you get, and it sounds like I'm getting old, but it is nicer to give presents than receive, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I was more excited for Sanaya to open her bits. And
open your bits, Sanaya, is that what you said to her?
Yeah, I was like, open them fucking now.
Open those fucking bits now.
Open those bits now, that's what I said.
Let me in.
Yeah, that's literally it. So yeah, literally, mate, other than that, it was a nice week away. Training the leisure centre, gym was all right. I bumped into a guy called Eric who knew me off, I think he said Instagram, he didn't say TikTok, which was fucking good, because he came up to me, he was like, Reese, how you doing, you okay, I follow you, I really like your stuff. But then he said Instagram and I was like, get it. If he said
did he
TikTok,
say, did he say yeah, Buddy Rose?
No, he didn't actually, which I was a little bit disappointed with. So
I had a guy come up to me in, you might listen to this, called Rio. He came up to me.
Ferdinand?
No, not Rio Ferdinand. In that physiques gym. And he asked me to lift his, basically move his plates. You know, like if you're doing a block pull, you know, sometimes I'll help you move the plates and stuff. He asked me to do that. And I was like, yeah, sound. And then like 2 minutes later, he came over to me while I was on the hamstring curl. He was like, I've just realized who you are. And I was like, yeah, all right, mate. Get in line.
Do you want a photo? Like,
Yeah, what do you want? No, he was proper sound, actually. He was a really nice guy.
And did you see, who did you see in that gym? You told me, was it Mr.?
Yeah, I saw Mr. Growl. I saw,
I
what did
thought
I say?
it was Freaky, Mr. Freaky
Oh,
Joe
Mr.
Gillen.
Freak. Yeah, I thought we called him the Growler because of his backstage antics. Joe Gillen. Joe Gillen. He said he likes the podcast. So if you're listening, Joe, it was good to see you, mate. He was asking about you as well. He was asking about, what was he saying about? Oh, he was like, who coaches Reese? And I was like, me. And he was like, no, you don't. And he wouldn't believe me. And I was like, well, I don't. I'm only joking. But like, we coached himself and we sort of run things by each other. And I was like, why is it so hard to believe if I was to coach you? Like, it's like saying, like, oh, nah, Hanny Rambod, no chance he coaches Chris Bumstead. He's not as big as him. It's like, yeah, of course he's not as big as him. Like, no one that coaches any top
Maybe it was
guys
a matter of
are as big as
progress.
him.
Maybe it's a matter of progress I make, and he thinks Finn's a shit coach. He
I
can't
ain't
do
got that. Yeah, I ain't got that in the
it.
locker.
Locker.
Right. What else have I got to tell you? I went to see Will Bertolini. That was
Yep.
good. That was good.
Congratulations, Will.
Yeah, I
I'm
was
gonna be
late
honest.
though.
I was saying this actually. Like, we had a conversation, I think, on the way back. And like, I was like, how would you even like budget your mind to like be like, right, I'm gonna do 24 fucking hours? Because like, I remember like when I was prepping, I had like an hour's worth of cardio. Like the last half an hour always goes quicker. First half an hour, you just get into it. Like by 10, 15 minutes in, you're like, right, cool, I'm like a quarter of the way through, and you almost budget it with your mind. But like, trying to budget 24 hours, I'd be like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Do I
Yeah,
break it
but I
down by
think once
an
you've
hour?
set, once you've said you're going to do it, you set. I
Yeah.
said that to him. Like he's got that kind of mentality. Same with us. If like if I was to say to you, I'm going to do this, like I'd do it, and like it'd be the same with you. But also, like it's not like he was doing intense cardio. He wasn't trying to get his heart rate to 140
No.
all the way through, or like you know, and he wasn't like massively depleted at the end of a
Yeah.
prep or anything like that. Like I'm not saying I'm not trying to take anything. It sounds like it was fucking easy. I'm not trying to take anything
I
away
could
from him, but.
have done
If
it.
you compared it to normal cardio at the end of a prep, like it's
Yeah.
obviously not quite the same. But yeah, that was nice. That was nice to go and see him. It was good to surprise him. But I was like I say, I was like 2 minutes late, so he'd got off and I was like oh, kind of I missed like right at the end, which was annoying. But yeah,
You
trained at
should
that physique
help that
gym.
guy with the block pull.
I
That
know
was
it's
it.
Rio's fault.
Oh,
It's
Rio.
actually to be fair, it is Joe Gillen's fault because he kept talking to me and I was trying to leave. So
What
Joe,
was it?
I was trying to no. To be fair, he was sound. What he was, I could have been like, I need to go. I thought, mate, I left the physique gym at like 4:15 or something, and it was only supposed to be an hour to get to Jets Farnborough where Will was doing it, and because of like traffic in London, it was like it took me nearly 2 hours when it was supposed to be an hour. So yeah, that was annoying. But yeah, training at that physique gym, which is decent to be fair, wasn't amazing, but it was good. What else have I done? Nothing else, mate. I've literally just been in normal routine. I've been ill. But other than
You
that,
said that, yeah. I saw on a story. Were you ill for a long time? Was it a
no, I
few
was
days?
ill. I could tell it was Thursday night. Was it Thursday night? I think on Thursday I'd done like 20 check-ins or something because people did check in early and my throat was killing. I was thinking it's just because I've not stopped talking all day.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, no, Thursday night, when I was like, oh, I think it's just because I've been talking, but I was like, I think I'm getting ill. Like, because it was like, not just like, oh, my throat hurts. It was like, my whole body started aching. My hamstrings started like, I felt like I had the worst, like, DOMS in my hamstrings that I've ever had. I just felt like really sore all of a sudden. It was weird. So I like
Yeah.
smashed some vitamin C in. I had some paracetamol, had like loads of shit. And I was like, right, I'm going to bed. I had a decent sleep, but because my throat's sore, I've been waking up loads in the night. So I've not been able to just have a good night's sleep. So I woke up the next day and my Oura Ring was like, yeah, you're fucked. I was like, yeah, I know.
You'll
So
die. Go
I stayed
toss.
in bed. I didn't go on my usual walk and do my cardio because I was like, I'll get more sleep. I didn't set an alarm, so I got an extra bit of sleep. Then I like got all my check-ins prepared in bed when usually I'd go and listen to them on a walk and then do my cardio and like I make my notes, my check-ins then. So I just stayed in bed. And then did all my check-ins. And to be fair, by that point, I was like, I'm actually feeling all right. But I wasn't great. So I didn't train on Friday. Then I paired Friday and Saturday's session together. Just did like the main movements of each. Because it's like, it's a quad day and then a hamstring and back day. So it's like kind of worked together all right. It was a
Yeah.
density day. But I didn't call it density day because it had been fucked. So I just called it, I think I just called it like back and legs.
Okay.
So yeah, that was pretty good. I just took it a little bit easier. Like it was like a devolume session, rep or two in a tank on like I couldn't really brace very well on a leg press. Like my whole body was just like, oh. And obviously Sunday was Christmas, so I didn't want to be ill, like really ill for Christmas, but I knew I was all right. So But
It's only literally a day or two, mate. Like, literally,
I think
these illnesses that go around, like, they linger around. It's
yeah,
not.
but I do think obviously everybody's different. I think like if you catch it really early, like as soon as I knew Thursday night, I think a lot of people might not be that in tune with their bodies as people are that train. Like we're very in tune with how we feel. We know if we're not quite right. And I've not been ill for months, have I? Like you've been quite ill recently, like on and off, on and off, on and off. I've not been ill for months and months on end. So yeah, I was like, right, okay, I'm not well. And then I caught it early enough. But yeah, I've just had like, mate, my throat has been horrendous. Like there've been probably last night was the best night in ages, but like for probably 4 or 5 nights in a row, I must be waking up every like 10, 15 minutes because I'm swallowing and like it's like fucking killing when I'm swallowing. So I've been like having like lozenges by the side of the bed and just having them while I'm sleeping, trying not to choke myself to death. One thing I found was that sleeping on my back was making it worse. So obviously, if you think about it, your saliva is going to go like down your throat. So I was like, I'm going to sleep like on my side slash front, and hopefully my dribble will come out my mouth rather than
If you
into my
like
throat.
choke on a Slazenger, or what is it? What did you say?
On a Slazenger.
Slazenger,
Slazenger's a
no.
brand.
Yeah, Slazenger, yeah, bro. No, what are they called?
Lozenge or a lozenger.
Slazenger, same sort of thing.
To be fair, it
Slazenger.
might be me saying lozenger. I did say lozenger before. On a
If you
Slazenger. Choked on a
if
Slazenger tennis racket.
you if you fucking if no, mate, if you choke on it and you lie on your back, if you throw up, like, you're probably gonna die. So yeah, probably best to lie on your side, mate. And then at least
Yeah.
you're not gonna like choke
And
on your sick.
I even like found a flask that I had and took hot like a hot drink to bed so that that could help with my throat. And to be fair, like I've mastered it in the past week. So I know what I need now when I go to bed. I'm like, right, I need my Slazenger tennis racket. I need my lozenges or whatever they're called.
Tennis
I
racket
need
right
my
up the
warm
arse. You've
drink.
got that anally administered, so
Yeah.
I'm just unprepared. Makes
Just
sense. No, to
in
be fair, it's
case.
funny because I didn't actually on the last podcast, like I've been sound the last week, but the last podcast we did with George, Jesus Christ, that day was fucking awful. It was when like the day before I woke up like 4 times in the night, was awake for like 3 hours, and I went to bed. It was after that lower session, and it was, you know, when the gym was freezing cold. We were trained at Rotherham, and like my joints were a bit like tired, my back was like everything was a bit stiff like going into the session, and it was also fucking like -2. And I woke up on Wednesday, and I sent you a voice note in the morning, and I was like, I feel like horrendous. I had the worst night's sleep. We were going to London, so I trained like fasted at like 9 a.m. And because I woke up at 6, no, 4, stayed awake till 6, supposed to be up at 6 to go to the gym or get a meal and go to the gym, slept till like 7:30, and I was just like, this is horrendous. And I went into the gym. I think I did 2 sets of a pull down, 2 sets of a row, and like I couldn't even breathe, like bracing. The pull down was like pulling me forward. It felt like my body weight was about 40 kilos. Like there was no tightness at all in like my midsection. And like, I was like, right, this is just not working. So I got a bit of a pump, worst session of my entire life. Went to London, clocked up like close to 20K steps, really fucking cold. And then Thursday I did the podcast obviously with George, and I was like, I just bullshitted it. Like I felt fucking horrendous. And then Friday I moved that session back to Saturday, trained Saturday, Sunday, and it kind of like worked in line because I went away on Monday. But I feel better now. But like, if even I've still got a cold now, I've still got like a blocked nose that it's
Yeah, I
been
think
like
loads of
2 weeks.
people have been saying the same, like
Yeah,
it's been
it's
just
like
lingering.
I feel
Even
sound.
like I'm similar, like I feel
Yeah.
fine in myself, but my throat hurts and I'm like bummed up still a little bit.
Yeah. And then
Do
like every
you
time, like if sorry, I'll interrupt. If I train,
go
like for example, when I did that deadlift session, the following day I was like, I had a bit battered. So it's almost
on.
like my recovery is somewhat like a little bit worse than just based off me being a bit ill. But at the same time, like I feel better. I feel sound. My training's been good, like really, really good actually. And yeah, all good.
I
Just
was
to be
going to
honest.
say, do you remember that session in warehouse where I couldn't breathe or brace? And it was like, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I had an exact same session after
Yeah.
prep last year. I told you literally exact same. Like just couldn't breathe. It was
That's
like
the
I've
only time I've
got
ever felt
out.
like that in the gym. And I remember saying to you, I was like, I honestly can't train. Like, I couldn't even do a single leg extension. Like, it just felt awful. My whole body was like almost like in panic. Like, not in, I wasn't like panic. It was like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I couldn't even breathe in and I couldn't brace properly. So I couldn't do any movements at all very well. Like, it was weird. So I
I
remember
remember.
saying to you, I was like, I'm going to just do some single leg extensions because I couldn't do the leg press. I'd already got through like a bit of the session, but it was like, I remember I think I was doing the hack at the time or the true squat. And I could barely do a plate on it. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've never had that before. And then I went home, I ate and slept, and then I was fine. It's like really weird.
Yeah,
Only time I've ever had that.
It's really weird sometimes how your body kind of like almost like shuts down, and then mentally you start like overthinking. You're like, what the fuck's wrong with me? Because I trained when we, you know, when we both had COVID, when you infected us during the lockdown, like 2 years ago at this point, which is fucking wild, like to think 2 years. But like, and I remember I trained, like, I still went in, did my high incline barbell press, got pinned, had to slide the weights off left to right. And in my head, I was still like, yeah, let's fucking go. But like this illness, when I trained on that Wednesday, it was like my body, my head was sound, but my ears were fucked. I couldn't hear. I walked into the gym and thought, thinking my hearing's just like is normal. And like the music sounded like it was almost like someone was, you know, if you're like holding, like doing, like let's say putting your fingers in your ears, you can't hear anything. And I didn't realize until I got into the gym, I was like, I can't even hear anything. Like, my ears weren't working, my throat was fucked, and my couldn't brace. And it was like I was literally thinking to myself, what the fuck's wrong with me? Like, if I was to try, let's say, done a deadlift, I wouldn't have even been able to pull three plates off the floor, maybe even two. Like, I'd do one plate and that'd be like close to a one rep max. I was like, how the fuck does that work? Like, that should never be the case. But
It is, it's like your body, I think. I don't know, it's hard to sort of explain it, but in like basic terms, it's like your body knows that you're fucked before you do. So it's just trying to
yeah.
shut down, and you're like, what the fuck? I feel all right.
It's going to hold you back. And I think it's more apparent, like, and this is again because of how we are. I can guarantee if you were your standard individual who just trains when they want, you'd either have a rest day or you just go into the gym and go, I don't feel too good today, I'm
Yeah,
going to go
I had a bad session today, or yeah,
home.
I'll do arms, like, or
Look,
yeah.
you just get a pump and that would be it. And like the amount of times when I was in my teens where those sessions would probably happen, but I just go, oh, I'm not feeling up today, maybe sleep's been a bit off, maybe I've got a few exams, I'm just going to get a pump and leave. But because of how we are, when something's like slightly out of line, you're like, what the fuck? Like,
Yeah,
why the fuck
especially
is
if you've not done any, if you know that like nothing's changed.
that?
But that's why when that is the case, it's usually because you're ill. Like it's great, like for us, or when you have clients who are like just they nail every variable. As soon as they have like one or two poor sessions, it's like, right, you need a deload. It's so easy. Like whereas with clients who don't really nail those external variables consistently, they have one or two poor sessions and it's like, yeah, but you know, your sleep wasn't great this week, or this wasn't great, or that wasn't great. It's not that you need a deload, or that you're ill, or maybe getting ill. Whereas, like for someone else, it's like, okay, you might be getting ill here because you've had a couple of poor sessions. You don't feel great. Just let's have a deload. Let's take a few days off. Like, but yeah,
Like for me, for example, that Tuesday, like I said, joints going into that session, joints were really, really like stiff. My back was tight. I got in after the session and like my eyes were like almost running. They were that like tired. And like that's unusual. But that to me, like, and the following day I was fucked. But most people, I think, would probably be like, well, I fucking slept for 3 hours last night. I'm going to be tired. Or nah, maybe I did four sessions on the trot instead of three. Of course, I'm going to be feeling a bit more stiff. But when it's not, it's like, wait, what? That's a bit unusual. But again, like, we're not superhuman. It's not where it's any benefit. It's just more so it gives you data.
You
And as you
should be,
said,
mate. You should be superhuman with all that fucking testosterone.
cruising, bro. That's what it is. Like, if I
Oh, is it?
blasted.
That's why you're getting ill all the
Yeah.
time.
Yeah. Fuck that. You know what? Cruise over. Fuck it. Who cares about health? I care about health short term, not long term, baby.
I'm surprised I've not heard that excuse to be fair. Like, oh, I think I just get ill all the time because I'm natural. Yeah, all right. That must
No, I'm natural.
be it.
If anything, I was reading a study, and this again is a bit off the topic, but like about androgens, and actually at a higher point, especially when you are, let's say, longer into a cycle, the ability to get ill is far greater due to kind of like general blood count, red blood count, stuff like that. So you actually are more prone to illness, especially when you're pushing more from a
Yeah,
ped
no
standpoint.
wonder, mate. I told you that. That's why you've been getting ill.
Yeah, well, mate, you told me 2 grams of test a week is sound.
I didn't. I'm not your coach, mate. I'm only your coach when I want to be.
Hey,
When things go wrong, it's not me.
you told me 2 grams of test, Adderall, like Tren as well. Like, I was like, yeah, sound
Yeah,
this
but
is
you only feel trend, don't
yeah. Oh,
you?
mate, speaking about that. So what the fuck happened about this? We won't say too much, but no, we will say. Finn got in
Nah,
trouble.
we
Finn
won't.
got into someone's car.
Well, I'm not going to say a lot, but I don't know what his name is. His name on Instagram is JB or something, and I'm not chatting shit about him. I'm literally just going to say he messaged me saying thanks for hitting my car and not telling me. And I was like, I legitimately haven't hit a car. I would say if I had, I'd definitely tell you, wouldn't I? I wouldn't be like,
Yeah,
oh my God.
you come in and you'd be like,
I'd
Reese, mate, just fucking
be
top
like,
muscle's
fuck. Or
car.
yeah,
Like,
or
it would
I'd
be.
mate, I would go in and say, if whoever was on the desk, I'd say, whose is that car? Like, I'm not a dickhead, am I? Like, so anyway, this guy thought I've hit his car. I've told him I haven't. And he was like, well, someone told me you have. And I was like, well, I haven't. And that was it. Like, it was just weird. And like,
Asking, why are you messaging me now? Like, and how,
yeah,
like,
apparently,
6 months later or
mate,
whatever
I said I was
time
saying to
ago?
Shannon, I was like, when I go to Rotherham, like I hope I see him, because I'll just say to him, like, mate, I promise I haven't hit your car. Like, and you'll be able to tell that I'm not lying. You'll be able to tell
hope,
now.
You've got to hope he's not on Trent.
hope he's not there. But like, I feel like going up to him and saying, like, honestly, mate, like, who's told you this? Because someone's just randomly brought up my name, like, because I definitely haven't. Like, I know for a fact that I haven't. I know, and apparently I looked back at it. So even then, if I'd have done it and he hadn't said that, I'd have been like, well, I might have accidentally, without having a clue, I might have scratched a car, but I wouldn't know. But he was like, yeah, apparently you look back at it. Well, it's definitely not me then, because that just hasn't happened. So yeah, weird. But yeah, I'm hoping that when I see him, like, well, I hope I do see him, and I can be like, honestly, I promise I didn't hit your car.
Stop chatting shit. I haven't hit your car and nut him.
That's it's just weird. Definitely won't be.
Someone will probably clip that and send it to him. But yeah, you sent it to me, and I was like, why is he saying it months later? Why has it come up now? And why is it being dealt on Instagram when we've seen the dude like multiple times?
Yeah. Heard someone had just told him, but I don't know who's told him. Which is like, because, and why would you tell him now? How did that randomly come up? Like, yeah, 6 months down the line. Oh yeah, it was this guy.
Stuff anybody who trains at Rotherham, they're just like, is that fucking thing?
I must have pissed someone off.
He sits at the sofa, and anything that bad happens, like, you heard about someone stealing a gym pin? Yeah, yeah, it was that Finn Kelly coach. It was that Finn Kelly coach. Anything that's negative, it's like, yeah, who's shat in the toilet and blocked it? Oh, that's
it was that Finn Kelly coach.
Yeah. Saw him leave a few minutes ago.
It's just proper weird when I saw the message come through. I was like, what? Like, very odd. But like, fair play to him. Like, if he thinks it's me, like, you would message me, or you would speak to me in person. But like, I can guarantee that it wasn't me. So very strange.
Quick time before it cuts off. I actually, when I was like 19, I had a guy that reversed into my Fiesta and like broke the tail light, like just slightly. And like, I got told it was an old dude from the village across. And I drove up to him, his house, and was like, "You've hit my car." And he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then he gave me like 100 quid. I was like, "Sound."
It's 100 quid slot. There you go.
Yeah, because I said, I was like, I don't know how much it'll cost to fix. And I was like, and I don't want to go through the insurance. And I was like, do you want me to get it sorted? He'll tell me. And he was like, no, I'll just give you 100 quid. He was like, that should be enough. And I was like, sound? I said to him, you fucking should have told me this earlier, not had me come round to your house, old man. Give me more.
Was it enough, 100 quid?
I think, yeah, to be fair, mate, I think I actually made a profit. I think it was only like six, mate. It was like the tiniest little light. Yeah. It was a reflector. It wasn't an actual light, it was like a reflector. Yeah. So I just like literally bought one and then got it fitted at like Ford. And I think the actual fit cost was like 40 quid, and then like time for the dude to do it, like 20 quid or something like that. So I was like, 40 quid up. He is not having that back. Yeah,
right.
So I'm profit.
Should we answer some questions?
Yes, please.
Okay, question time. I've got quite a few today. I've got loads.
Oh mate, come on, let's have a battle. How many have you got? I've got my number. How many have you got?
How many have you got? Should we say it after three?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, 17.
Fuck.
How many have you got?
14. You got 17.
Yes.
Well then, mate. I'm going to apply.
It's about how engaged your audience is. It's not about how many followers you've got. It's about how engaged your audience is.
Well, mate, my insight's like 2,900.
Yes, people. But they're all just random bots and kids from TikTok. They're not engaged audience members.
So my insights, like my number one location, like the people who follow me is from like Tehran or something. I fucking no idea.
That's mental. How is it not England?
Yeah, no, it's Tehran, then London, like cities. I don't know where Tehran is, like, God knows. Anyone want to tell us where Tehran is? Any guys?
You definitely pay for followers. Tehran's not even a place.
Tehran,
it must be like
a bot island.
An Asian place.
Mate, why are you assuming it's from Asia?
No, I said it must be, like, it's, well, not what? Must be, it might be. Tehran sounds Asian.
You're going to get sounds. You're going to get cancelled, Finn, for racism 2022. Lassimo.
Saying yeah, a town name sounds like it could
no,
be.
No, to Lassimo. Lassimo. That's what it is. Neymar got, he was on the pitch and he shouted, Lassimo. Lassimo. That's what it
was.
Yeah, no, Neymar, like PSG, like a year or two ago, he shouted at the ref and he goes, Lassimo. Lassimo. He points. So that's what I'm going to start doing to you, mate. Right, so first one from Aisha Alba. What did 2022 teach you? Finn, what has this year taught you? We've actually answered this before regarding prep individuals, because We
But I was thinking what we could do next week's podcast, we could do, you know, like last year when we did a 2021 wrap up and we went through our Instagrams and everything that happened.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We'll do that next week for 2022. What has 2022 taught me? Buying a house is a bit of a ball ache. Not everybody's the same in regards to how they can manage a prep. You want to make sure people are in a very good spot at the start of a prep, and ideally have coached them for a while and had multiple diets with them, or at least one diet with them. I guess that a lot of that is sort of work related. Other than that, like, taking time off work is important to an extent. Like I say, when I went away with Shannon for that week, it was like really, really nice.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Here she is. So now you're on the podcast. Come on in.
I didn't realize you're on. Sorry.
Yeah, you can come in.
Sorry. Get out.
Get the fuck out.
Sorry, guys. Hello.
Sanaya, what has 2022 taught you?
I'm a great businesswoman.
Sanaya's a great businesswoman. There we go. But to be fair, yeah, you have actually been only posing for about a year now, haven't you? Yeah. So, yeah, that's Sanaya's. I'll agree with you, Finn. Time off is pretty important. Like, I feel like you can't really have, like, especially with the busy you get, having your foot on the gas consistently, it just leads to, like, you just either burning out or just not being as productive as you feel like you could be. So, yeah, being able to switch off, which I think coaching is really hard to. Like, that's one thing that I've had so many clients this week say to me, like, oh, hey, mate, hopefully you had a good week away. Hopefully you enjoyed some downtime. It's like, well, I did, but I didn't really have downtime.
It is nice. Like, I had loads saying, like, oh, I hope you had a good Christmas. I hope you had some time to switch off. Like, you know, you deserve it. And it's like, it's nice. But also, like, I don't know. I feel like because it fell on Sunday, it just worked well for me to just keep going with my normal routine. I wouldn't have wanted to have time off because it's not like we had planned to go away or anything. I think next year we probably will go away in between because we did that a few years back and that was nice, like in between Christmas and New Year's. Sam PHX, your client, Rhys should be in a Christmas jumper and hat to make up for his absence. it's not a question, but appreciate it, mate.
You know what we should do? You know what we actually should do? We should do forfeits. If someone misses a podcast, you have to do a forfeit the following time. Yeah. Back on.
Well, what do you want? Like, what do you want the forfeit to be? Getting bollock naked right now.
Oh shit! Okay, yeah, sound. Oh no, that's such an issue.
I will as well. I'll do it as well. Yeah,
we'll do it together. Just be literally fully naked. YouTube like will get banned within 3 seconds. But hey ho, for those people on the premiere, enjoy.
Yeah. He also asked. He actually asked a question. If you had to stop bodybuilding and switch to CrossFit or powerlifting, which you picking?
Well, mate, CrossFit's so popular now. Metcons and being a hybrid athlete. If I'm honest, I don't think I'd get more enjoyment. Like, I wouldn't really want to powerlift, like, because I don't like squatting, and I don't like going for singles. And like, I think maybe I could put my mind into like a powerlifting set. I don't feel like I could. I'd find it boring. And then CrossFit, no fucking chance. I'd rather not.
Well, you got to pick one.
Can I say something that can I be like?
No, you guys say CrossFit or powerlifting. The next word out of your mouth.
Powerlifting, CrossFit. I'd say powerlifting because it's a bit more demanding, and I know it's not demanding mentally for what I'd enjoy, but I can appreciate.
I don't know if it is. You know, I think CrossFit would be very demanding mentally.
Yeah, it would be. But I think it's a different sort of.
I think I would say CrossFit because I think from a aesthetic perspective. Not that you can't look good and be a powerlifter, you can. But if I wanted to be like really, really, really good at powerlifting, you'd have to generally be very big and overweight.
Mate, you turn up at 2:30 and they'd be like, you're too lean, bro. Yeah. You need to
get too exactly. So I would say CrossFit. And I think as well, like I did used to like, especially like when playing football, I used to like being like the fittest on the team. I used to like that I could like not stop running. I used to do like not marathon running, fucking cross country. I used to be a marathon runner in a previous life.
Yeah,
I used to do like cross country when I was a kid, and I like that.
You've had a few marathons, bro. You've had a few marathons.
Oh, well, you see on my O ring, I did 56 marathons this year.
Yeah.
So I could make CrossFit piece of piss if I've done that many marathons.
Yeah, and that, mate, 56 marathons, and you were like an absolute fat, disabled mess for like 9 months of the year.
So I wasn't disabled. That's, you can't say stuff like that, mate.
Well, yeah, but you didn't move really.
We're gonna get cancelled.
I'm going to get with your racist.
Apologies if anybody's disabled listening.
I'm a discriminist against what? Disabilities, and you're racist. So this is, mate, what a podcast to end the year on. Right. Pros and cons of bench press, bar path recommendations, above the nipples, alternatives. Also, is arching just for powerlifters? I find this, like, I actually was speaking to, you know, Sam Astle the other day. And we were literally having a chat regarding the bench press. And he said he's put it back in for himself. He was like, I'm 20 kilos up from like my lowest weight at prep. I feel really good. Like, I enjoy the exercise. And like, I've had a few clients or a few people come up to me and say, why are you flat benching? And like, they don't have that much muscle at all. And like, I just enjoy the exercise. And I was like, well, crack on with it. Like, you don't need to, like, you don't need to argue. It's a press. Like, if you get stronger at it and you connect well with it, sound. Is there potentially more optimal movements? Maybe so. But even then, like, I find like people see a bench press, a flat bench, and it's like, oh my God, you could be doing something way more optimal. And in reality, it's like, if you enjoy it, just crack on.
Like, the industry's gone full circle. So it was like, not long ago, if you weren't flat bench, it's like, what? You don't flat bench?
Yeah.
And now it's like, what? You flat bench? Like, yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah, it's really strange. But to answer the little points towards the end, bar path recommendations. Well, it's going to depend on your own biomechanics and what feels best. I would personally say, like, bring your arms down naturally without the bar and see where, like, the bar would align with your hands. And then almost in a sense, just manipulate your elbow position based off how it would feel. And then also making sure that your elbows aren't stupidly flared. And then an arch, is it needed for powerlifting? Well, it might be more comfortable. You want to have your scapula retracted to engage full kind of chest potential. So therefore, you'd want somewhat of an arch, but that arch would be through your upper back and your scapula, not you just pushing your hips really high, pulling your glutes down and arching your spine. But again, it's going to depend on what feels best. But at the end of the day, like, it's literally a barbell press. It's a press. It's a heavy press. You get stronger at it. Your chest and shoulders, triceps are probably going to grow. So, yeah, crack on if you want to, mate. Or don't. Do a banded cuffed machine fucking fly press.
This is Jayden Morris.
Hey, my client's just carrying this podcast. Fucking hell. That's all it is.
He said, already asked Reese, but he never gets back to me because he's a shit coach. That's what he put. But how would you approach setting up a client who trained at a gym with shit equipment such as Techno Gym? I'd approach it in the same way that I would anybody who trains in a decent gym. Like,
can I interject? I actually had this and I said to the client, I'm interjecting, bro, fuck off. Me and you probably have learned, and to be fair, other coaches, not like we're the only ones who coach throughout lockdown, but you realize, like, if a client was to say to me, hey mate, I train out of a gym that only has a Smith machine and maybe two machines and a cable. Like, when we worked with that in a lockdown, we progressed, we got stronger. We were coaching people, mate. I remember, like, when you were like, bro, someone signed up and they've got a barbell or like that's 15 kilos.
Hey, I had people who didn't even have a barbell. I had people who just literally had like those bands and that was it.
And I bet on the check-ins, it was like, instead of just talking about, let's say, how the week's been systemically, you'd probably be like, right, we're manipulating tempo. We're changing this. We're adding a rest pause. We're changing this around. And like, there's so many ways to progress. There's like in the classic cliche, there's more ways to skin a cat. Like, there's so many ways. And I think even if you have horrendous bits of kit, granted, your progress might not be perfect in comparison to if you're training like the hashtag Mecca or just gym with really good equipment, so the hashtag Mecca. But in reality,
I went to the hashtag Mecca of Loughborough the other day.
Yeah, I saw, actually. What was that like, mate? I saw the plate loaded chest press.
Mate, honestly, my elbows after that set were like screaming at me. I did a set on five plates, and then I was like,
wrong with that, mate. That's good.
I got like three, and I was like, obviously, it didn't feel good. And I was like, right, I'll do three plates. And I got like 20-something on three plates. And even after that, I was like, how did that not feel good? How did I not get any stimulus from like 20-odd reps? Like, you know, you're usually like, oh, yeah, I got a good pump. My elbows. I went onto the Smith, and it was the stickiest Smith ever. Like, I'd press, and then it'd take about 2 seconds before it would move.
We do our behind-the-neck shoulder press. Oh,
mate.
Awful. What the fuck were
no
we doing?
No wonder my back's crippled now.
How are we coaches? Used to fucking do
we've made all the mistakes and now we help people not make them. To answer that question, I would pretty much just treat it in the exact same way. Like, if you've got a gym that's got Techno Gym equipment, you'll have an adductor, you'll have a hamstring curl. One thing that I would say is if your hamstring curl hasn't got the pad that locks down your quads, but it's instead got the pad on your shin, I'll usually program that single leg just so people don't have to use much load. Or if they've got a prone hamstring curl, I will program that which I wouldn't usually, but if it's the, it's generally going to be a better alternative than doing the seated. I'll usually program both. Literally, this is a good example. I've literally just set someone up who has got like techno gym equipment. So on one lower session, they've got the prone ham curl. On the other lower session, they've got the single leg seated ham curl. So things like that, that you wouldn't have to work around if you had like amazing equipment. But yeah, you've just got to work around it. Like if they've not got a leg press, then you don't have a leg press in the program. You have maybe two squat patterns, or you have split squat. Yeah, you make it work. Like you say, you know, based on how we managed in the lockdown, like you can make anything work. The only thing I say to clients, the only thing that will stop you from making progress is like you just giving up mentally.
Yeah,
you can make progress anywhere.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like as you said, like even training at a pure gym, like for you at this point, like you could still progress. You'd still make progress.
Yeah, and I said to Shannon when I got home, I was like, "Fucking hell!" Like some of that equipment is shit. But then I was like, if I was to train there regularly, I would just base my sessions on cables, dumbbells, and barbells. Yeah. Like, and some of the equipment is okay. Like the hack is not horrendous. Like it's no, okay.
If you banned it and you set it up properly, or like, yeah, you had a pause, you could probably get a lot out, or a decent out of it. The leg press isn't that bad. The adductor
leg press isn't great.
No, but it's not leg press. It's not like,
yeah,
it's...
but I mean, like even if it was all really, really shit,
yeah,
cables, almost any cables are okay. Almost any dumbbells and barbells are the same, like really. So you know, you could easily.
Hey, pure gym dumbbells, fucking light as anything. They're about 5 kilos lighter than any other gym. So, yeah, you'd actually be able to press the 50s, bro. Well done. After 10 years.
Almost. Not in my scapula, mate.
Yeah, I used the Techno Gym Smith the other day. And, like, getting into that. Like, you know, like, the actual mechanism of racking and unracking? Yeah. Any more than two plates. It was like, it literally felt like I was, like, grinding my wrist to twist it.
Yeah.
It was such a ball.
The Matrix one, it was like mild. Yeah. I had to twist it so much. I was unracking it like this. And I was it was mental.
Yeah, it goes back. So it goes like that, doesn't it? Like it's such a big range of motion when it comes to.
Whereas, like, you do the Cybex and you just go.
Yeah. Or the Atlantis, it's literally like you almost just have to press it and it pops off.
Yeah, it moves anyway.
So, yeah. But either way, like when I did the four plates on it, it felt horrendous, but I still got a good pump and I was like, it's still a Smith, it's still a barbell, it's still a movement that's fixed in a straight line. Like you can't really go that wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Right. Thought you'd quit, bro. Disappointed to see you back on. Cheers. Thanks for that, mate. That's a good question. Then he asks, mindset, another one of my clients actually, Jacob. Cheers, mate. Mindset/cues to keep form locked in when pulling from floor.
Mindset/cues.
It's a bit different in the sense of like, what if you're talking
about, I don't think your mindset really helps you keep locked in. Well, it keeps you locked in mentally, but cues to help when pulling from the floor, as much as my pulling from the floor isn't great, I would say think about tucking your elbows in. Imagine like bending the bar around your body. Imagine pulling your lats sort of back and down, your shoulder blades back and down. Think about like ripping the floor apart with your feet so you've got stability and you're sort of driving the floor away, almost like your leg pressing the floor. Big deep breath, big brace, maintain that brace. Don't try and just rush the concentric. I think a lot of people breathe, brace, and then they just try and rip it off the floor and just forget everything that they've just done. They get really tight and then they just go and just lose all tightness when they try and rip it off the floor. So yeah, maintain the tightness. Other than that, they're probably the same cues that you just have to keep thinking. But thing is as well, like once you've done it that many times, you don't think
about to say this. Yeah, Jacob Jung, like you turned 18. Jacob turned 18 like 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, not that long. So like the thing is with him is he was to add up how many times he's deadlifted. Like he's deadlifted and he's hip hinge while I've coached him, but prior to that, probably not that much, maybe infrequently like most people are. And it becomes second nature. Like I remember when I was 19, 20 when we first RDL'd, it was like, right, breathe, brace. You'd have to like tell
about when we were doing like RDLs in pure gym back in the day, like that's we'd be really having to think about every single portion of it.
Yeah, where now, like, I could pick up a barbell and be like, right, I can do a good RDL without even thinking. But again, that skill, that's almost that neurological pathway of years and years of just picking barbells up over and over
it's like again. Anything, the more you do it, the easier it gets, the less you have to think about. It's like driving. Think about, it's a good analogy, like, when you're learning to drive, you're thinking about absolutely everything. Like, you're having so many things going on in your head. Whereas now, like, we can drive somewhere and you don't even realise how you've got there. You think, oh, shit. Wasn't even thinking. I just know how to drive now.
Yeah, apart from when it's wet and my BM puts me in a fucking like hedge half the time. So yeah,
same. My Insignia just back end spins out. Yeah,
yeah, it's part of it. You know, like 400 and bit horsepower in that Insignia, like mine. You know, so it's so similar. Right, your one, mate.
It's not a question, but it's from Phil. You know, Philip yes. Hasiuk from
He must have sat
Josh.
No,
I don't think he's sat Josh yet. Not yet.
Yeah,
but Josh was saying that he's. I think he's dieting again now. Like he's had a couple of struggles post prep. So we hope you're good, Phil. Hopefully you get back into a good spot soon. Hopefully you're not too soft. He's put Krog Dog needed a vacay after poddy fame. There's a lot of what's it called? Like is it called an it's not called an acronym, is it?
No.
He's shortened a few words there. Got a few. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but he's shortened a few words. What? Abbreviations. Thank you, Shannon. Krog Dog needed a vacay after poddy fame.
Yep.
Yeah, he did, mate.
Not like four story tags.
It was the AdSense from the podcast. Even though we don't do ads what's wrong? I was gonna say WhatsApp. Then I was gonna say Instagram. On YouTube, we don't have ads. But yeah, I basically paid Josh. I gave him that free holiday to the Maldives to get him on the pod.
Yeah, fair enough. You did a
podcast. I need it from the poddy. Sorry.
Was it a good podcast at least, mate?
Yeah, it was. It was good. It was nice. It was just so nice. It's such a natural podcast.
It's a natural podcast.
Everything just went so naturally.
Yeah, just so calm. You know, really just relaxed.
Really
you know,
natural.
Yeah, it's just really natural. Yeah, makes sense. Right. Which footballer do you think would be most likely to win a bodybuilding competition? Now we can't say Adama Traore. That's an easy answer.
Akin Fenwa. Well, he's retired.
Yeah, no chance. Too soft, bro. You get marked down for conditioning.
Yeah, mate, you'd get diet him down.
No, I'm thinking think genetics,
Traore by a mile.
Yeah, away apart from him, Mohamed Salah's got ridiculous delts. Salah, but
Ronaldo,
small. Yeah, I'm trying to think who else has got like Darwin Nunes, good physique.
A bit like Reece James, relatively built.
Yeah, he's a big lad, isn't he? Like a footballer. But I guarantee if you'd see him in the gym, you'd be like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, as a footballer,
he looks massive. Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else off the top of my head. Mate, Gary Cahill, he used to have he was built pretty big back in the day, back in his...
I bet people like...
Bolton days? Bolton? Who did he play for before Chelsea? Was it Bolton?
Yeah, Bolton. Like Koulibaly and basically big centre-halves from Senegal.
Just him. So what about Salisu from... Is he Senegal?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Don't want to get cancelled for assuming.
Yeah,
someone.
I know. Kanate.
Yeah, Kanate, I think, would be... I'm trying to think, I reckon Mbappe would be really, really good, if just based on the fact that physically he's absolutely immaculate. So I'd probably say Mbappe. If he was... It wouldn't surprise me if he was to bodybuild, if he was to blow up. You know, if he was just to go, oh shit, I'm absolutely massive. Because when you're that fast and physically gifted, I'd almost be you wouldn't surprise me if
exactly.
He just...
Same with Traore. If you actually got Traore in the gym, and if he was to be on gear, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Mental.
Yeah.
Sorry for everybody listening to my coughing. I basically, every time I take a deep breath in, it's like...
Right. Mine's better now, but I'd have to pause podcasts because I could tell that I was losing breath.
Yeah, I had to pause a check-in earlier.
Yeah. Did I say pausing podcasts, pausing check-ins?
Yeah, I pause the podcast, I'm in control. Yeah.
So many. So I should do so many podcasts, bro. That's what it is.
This is from...
Oh, mate, who is it going? Is it you? You going?
Is it me or is it you?
It's you, but you weren't answering. So
I am answering. I'm not answering. It's a question. Oh, this one, to be fair, first of all, it's from Macca, so congrats, Macca. Congrats to Macca and Gabby on their twins, not even just one, twins. So good luck with that, mate. We're sending our best wishes. So he's asked, is Finn taking applications for the full-time hosts, considering Rhys doesn't want it? We've got a few people in the pipeline. Josh Croghan is probably top of the list.
Macca's already got a podcast, folks, on your own
Macca
podcast.
Macca has got a podcast, folks on yours, mate. Yeah, Josh Croghan's top of the list. Kez is up there. Josh Bogdan, basically George, anyone we've had on as a guest is potentially up there as a co-host. But then he also just said, also hope you had a nice Christmas. We did, thank you, mate. Hope you did as well.
Yeah, hopefully same for you. Right, Ethan Metcalf has asked, And he actually messaged me this yesterday, and I gave him a voice note, and he said, any tips on how to not be a pussy when it comes to leg pressing and hitting failure? Because, so Ethan's one of my clients, and like, he sent me his leg press set from the other day, and he said he watched, I think it was your video, you know, with the leg press, or maybe it was, he said he watched
my, he was just so motivated by it.
And he was like, my intensity is miles off that. And I sent him a voice note giving him a breakdown. So why don't you give a breakdown of how he can improve, and I'll kind of tell you how close it was to
us. There's no chance you're ever going to train as hard as me, mate. Sorry.
So, hey, mate, hope you're good. Thanks for paying me for the last, like, 18 months. You know, if I'm honest, bro, there's no fucking hope for you. You're just a pussy. You just can't train.
You're,
train.
You're just a massive pussy, mate. See you.
Yeah,
see you next week, though. We'll talk next week. No, so I was actually saying the same thing to Owen. You know Owen that trains at Premier now?
Yeah,
because I gave him a spot yesterday when I was about to leave the gym, and he was like, I'm just about to go into my leg press. So I was like, right, I'll give you a spot. I gave him a spot the week before, and the most important thing is just being composed. Like, everybody just shits themselves anytime you get anywhere near failure, and they just panic and they rush and they start, you know, panting. They're almost like sort of thinking, how can I get this over as soon as possible? Instead of what I was saying to Owen yesterday is, break every single rep down and think, right, how can I make the most of this next rep? That's all you really need to focus on. And then just don't take the piss with your breathing at the top, because you could easily spend ages at the top. So, like, first of all, get yourself switched on prior to the set, like, you know, some music, or, you know, even just, you don't need to get overly switched on for it, but make sure that you're not going into it like, oh yeah, you know, I'm having, what are you having for tea? All right, yeah, leg press. Like, get ready for the set. And then ultimately, like, try and keep the reps continuous for as long as you can. Sorry, I just crossed that off. Yeah, keep the reps continuous for as long as you can. Basically, with that, the way that I explain it to clients is, when you think you'll fail, if you go for another rep continuously, that's when you need to take your first pause at the top. Then keep the breaths, 1 to 2 breaths at the top. And again, just try and compose yourself. If you get a rep, breathe, brace, go for another rep. If you get that rep, breathe, brace, go for another rep. Don't be worrying about how your fucking quads feel, or whether or not you're making a noise, or whether or not you beat what you got last week, or anything like that. Just break every single rep down into singles towards the end, and you'll be able to get a lot more out of it than panicking and stressing. Like, I almost, like, it's weird, like, on anything like that that requires a lot of sort of almost, yeah, a lot of composure, like basically being able to manage pain, I almost just switch off and go to, like, it's like a different place, isn't it, where you just literally just focusing on my breathing and focusing on my bracing and getting the most out of that next rep. Never in my head am I like, oh, it's hard.
No, you don't feel it. I said this to him about, like, my deadlift the other day, and I was like, I did the hardest sets, the final warm, because I'm not switched on.
Yeah.
Like, I pick up 280 and it doesn't feel like anything. You don't really feel it. You're not really there. And then it's like the second the set's done, you come back to reality and it's like, whoa, what's happened here?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, it takes, no, oh, whoa, I've pulled up so many reps. What the fuck's happened? Oh, no. Oh, no, I just blacked out and just, I don't know, messed up. I punched Sanaya. Oh, no, what a shame.
What's happened here?
Yeah, I don't know what's happened here. Sorry, guys. I've been banned from the gym now for the rest of my life. Oh, God, I'm getting arrested. It wasn't me, I promise. Right, anyway, in all seriousness, it's a skill. Like you said on a few weeks back, you saw your deadlift from Pure Gym and it was 180 for a set of 5 and you had like 18 reps in reserve.
But I guarantee it was 18. Moment, it was like no, 5.
Yeah,
at the time, I was like,
you would have gone into that set and you would have wrote down 180 for 5, or you would have said 180 for 5, 180 for 5 for like getting taken. And like that's again something that I think we don't do anymore. We don't say I'm getting 12.
Yeah, we did that probably even up until like last year.
Definitely. I'd probably say in the last year we probably stopped doing that, where you wouldn't think, right, this for that, that for that, because sometimes you'll get there and you'll have way more, but because you've told yourself I'm getting 5, you stop at 5. Exactly. And like it's almost like a case of a skill of setting those standards and finding that you have more. Like something again we've said on the podcast so many times is like a year from now, like if you ask me and think, could we train harder now, the answer is no, not right now, but a year from now we will be training harder than we are now.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be completely the case, and we've been saying that for the last
I won't be because I've just finished a prep and I'll have zero testosterone, so I'll be training really light. I'll just be doing pump work. To be fair, by that point I'll probably switch to reps in reserve.
Yeah, I'll be a pro, so I mean, at that point, like, I don't even need to train. I've made it. Like, I'm just going to be a god. Like, I don't even need to really do anything. So,
just do reels.
Yeah, reels and just topless stuff and stay lean all year round and just milk the algorithm. But yeah, it's a skill, mate. Like, it'll get better. I said to Ethan, he's actually coming up here at the back end of Jan. And I said, like, you're more than welcome to jump in
I
for a
said
session.
To Owen yesterday, I said, surrounding yourself with people that train hard, watching people that train hard, getting a session in with people that train hard massively helps.
Yeah. So I said to him, like, you're more than welcome to get a session in. Like, you can jump in for a low overs and you'll see. And I was like, and you'll be, I said to him, you'll be really, really impressed with like the intensity, but the composure we demonstrate. And I was like, and that's not me tooting my own horn. You'll be surprised.
Composure is the main word because, like, you know, when Jack came and trained with us, JP, he was the same, wasn't he? Like, he was rushing and he still trained. He trained really well. He trained really hard, but he just wasn't very composed when it gets difficult.
Yeah,
it's the same with any exercise. It's more so on lower body training because it's more painful and it's more demanding. Yeah. But it's the same with anything. If you're rushing a press towards the end, if you're rushing a row towards the end, like, the quality just drops off and then, you know, you're basically getting less out of the set.
Yeah. Right. You're one, mate.
This is from, his name on Instagram is Everyone is Satoshi. And I don't really know what that means, Ethan. So you'll have to let me know. But it's he's a guy who's just signed up. So Ethan, I'm going to say your name is Ethan, not Everyone is Satoshi. He's asked, when using bands for extra load on leg extension, for example, where to start? I.e. red, purple, black. Thanks. I'm going to let you take this one because I saw you using a band on a leg extension and then I'm going to see why.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I think it depends really on the load. It depends on the internal feel. I feel like obviously the greater load, ideally the greater band tension you'd want. And also where it's placed in the session, kind of the sequencing. And there's a load of like potential benefits and likewise cons. Banding stuff can be really, really beneficial if you know when to do it and where to do it. If you don't band it correctly, it can just result in the exercise being far worse. And yeah, it's going to be very exercise dependent. So yeah, come on, call me out, bro. What's up with the what's
no,
up with
I'm not
my band?
Calling you out. I just think that the only time that I would really load a leg extension is if the profile is like incredibly heavy at the
Have
bottom.
You used that leg extension?
Which one was it?
The one at Evo from yesterday. Because I did two warm-up sets and it felt like my fucking patella was about to like paint the ceilings. So I was like, right, I'm probably going to ban this. And it felt a little bit better.
Yeah. So that's it. Do you remember when I was going to say, or if you've got like issues with your patella tendon? Because like when I had...
My knees could have been healthy. Battered. And my knees could have been healthy and my knees would not be healthy after that leg extension. It was fucking vile. It was awful.
Because then obviously the total load on the machine can be less and it can be less challenging in the lengthened. But if you've got healthy knees... I wouldn't, and if the profile is normal for a leg extension, which is generally going to mean that it's probably going to be a bit harder through the mid range and the shortened range, I probably wouldn't band it. But that being said, like I've banded a leg extension loads of times before because of those reasons. Yeah. I had Sonny banding the leg extension for months because he had patella tendonitis or patella tendon pain. So yeah, like there's reasons to do it and not to, but also like Reece said, you know, dependent on how much load you're using, you'd probably want a heavier band. I would also say on a leg extension, you're probably not going to want to go too heavy. Like, no. I think a green is probably going to be a bit too much for most people. But it also depends how you actually set it up. But I would probably be like, right, if you're going to use a band on a leg extension, look at using a red or a black one, purple absolute maximum, and have it so the band's kicking in as you begin the rep.
Yeah. Yeah, good shout. Right. People in bodybuilding industry whose knowledge you relay into your own training / coaching. So, mate, who do you look up to?
I'd say people like Hypertrophy Coach, Lift Run Bang. I don't even know his real name on Instagram. You'll know who I'm on about. He posts some good stuff like in terms of like biomechanics and generally like research-based. Most of his posts are very research-based. I'm trying to think, like, I feel like a lot of stuff that we promote is, like, nowadays is from our own experience with clients and with our own training. Remember when I said, like, last year? Do you remember when I was like...
Yeah, I remember exactly what you mentioned. We should just be like, well, I think this because this is what I think.
Yeah, I said, we've got to a point now where I feel like we can just say, I think this because of the time that I've spent doing it and the amount of clients that I've had doing these things, which is cool. And we're nowhere near at a point where we can do that and be like, and be fully confident in it and be like, yeah, because we're still very young. But we almost at sometimes we need to be able, we still need to try and do that a bit more, you know what I mean? But yeah, otherwise, like, I guess from sort of, if you look on a bigger spectrum, like JP, AJ, like those kind of people that as we've got more and more involved in the coaching industry, they've definitely
had
an influence.
AJ and another guy.
It's the other way around. It's Cuba and AJ.
Yeah.
And AJ. But yeah, like, I think nowadays, maybe like a few years ago, if you'd have asked me that question, I'd have been like JP, AJ, Muscle Mentors.
Yeah.
They'd have been the main ones. Now, like I say, a lot of it really is what I think. And yeah, some of that can obviously be influenced from things that you see other people doing and things that I try and things that you might see on social media and new studies that come out and things like that. But a lot of it is kind of just like, well, this is what I think. This is what, this is why I think it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, I remember, like, way before, it's probably going to cut me off top quick, but way before it became even like, when I even really knew about nutrition, I always had my fats lower and my carbs a lot higher just because I felt better. That wasn't because I saw that on a podcast or I saw somebody say it. It was like, I was like 19, 20, and I was like, well, I train better. I have more energy. I recover better when my carbs are higher. Probably going to have my carbs a bit higher. Yeah. So that's how I thought. Right, we'll go into a separate one. No. Right, guys. That's it. Podcast over. Basically, we came to a conclusion. We had the little mini break. We've realised the time. Finn's got to eat. I've got to go for a walk. I've also got to eat. So therefore, that's it. Podcast over. Anything you want to say,
thank you for all the questions. I've still got plenty of questions, but we will get back to them in next week's podcast. And we're also going to do a 2022 wrap up next week.
Yep. Cool. Right. Sound. Thanks as always, guys. Catch you guys next week. See you later.